Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest down in Fort Lauderdale at the Marriott's Harbor Beach Resort is Gene Madsen at the StarNet Spring Meeting. Gene, how you doing?
Just great, Kim. Thank you.
StarNet meets every year in the spring. Most of your members come to this. Are you pleased with the turnout at this meeting?
This year, Kim, we actually blew through our registration limits. We have 600 people at this meeting, which is not quite a record, but pretty close. We expected a good turnout because the economy's perking up. We certainly had a brutal winter, so everybody's happy to be here in the sunshine. But we have very strong attendance here, both from our members in terms of bringing additional individuals to the meeting besides the owner, and also our vendor partners have really showed up in force.
And as far as StarNet's concerned, most people know it's a cooperative, commercial contractors, largest group of this type in the business. And the count's about the same. You still have about 170 members representing about 300 locations. Is that right?
That's correct. And we choicefully bring in about 4 to 5 members a year. We're at the 170 mark right now. But we do have about 340 service locations. So half of our members have multiple locations.
Yesterday I interviewed Randy Weiss, and he was telling me that in 13 he had the best year he's ever had. How many other members are telling you that kind of story?
That's pretty much the buzz. We have great results in 2013. But I think what's most exciting, I'm hearing from our members that 2014 is going to be even better. And the vendors are supporting that.
Another thing Randy told me in this interview I did yesterday is what he does is evolving. It's going more over to the service side of the business. Are you also hearing that across the board?
Oh, absolutely. I feel this is an important time in the industry. I think there's lots of changes coming. Our members have to be flexible and continue to expand their businesses. We also encourage them to add services like floor care because it really not only improves their financial picture, but it's total service to the end user.
You know, there's been this topic of conversation that I've addressed many times on this show around vendors wanting to have direct relationships with end users and do the product exchange in that relationship and just use the commercial contractor as the installation service provider. What's StarNet's position on that?
Well, Kemp, this is certainly a very big issue. And as you've shared on your radio show as well as in the press, you know, there are groups within our industry that have been more flexible on supporting labor-only projects. StarNet is fiercely committed to full service. We believe that our members provide far more than just the installation. They manage the materials, they ensure quality of the materials, they ensure proper measurement, proper costing on the job, as well as post-installation service. Having said that, you know, we certainly want to support our end-user community, and we want to partner with our vendor partners, and nothing has changed on that. But we're watching closely to see how the trends are evolving in the industry.
You know, one thing about StarNet, by the fact of what's going on tonight, the relationship that you have with the specifier and, you know, the role you bring from an advisory role, if you will, it sets you apart because, you know, like last night in your reception, there are actually designers at this meeting and they're interacting with the membership. So, I mean, that's a key differentiator for StarNet, isn't it?
Oh, we absolutely believe that sets us apart. The Design Awards, which we're celebrating this evening, is a very popular program. We had record nominations this year, 146. And as you know, we talked last night, the work is outstanding. So tonight will be a great night of celebration. But we truly dedicate ourselves to partnering with end users and designers. And, of course, we have a specifier training that we do every year, which grows in population.
You know, I'm a typical man, and I like routine, and I'm coming to this meeting and thinking that I'm going to be doing what I always do at a StarNet meeting, and it's changed a lot. Talk about the change in format with this meeting.
Well, this is quite a different format. We've always done a lot of workshops and training. This meeting, we really responded to what we learned in two surveys we did in 2013, one with our vendor partners and one with our members. What we heard loud and clear from both groups is we want to have more time to be together and network. We want a little bit less structure in the agenda. So today, Friday, is committed to our vendor partners. We have a series of one-on-one meetings first thing this morning. We have our trade show, which our members believe is the highlight of every StarNet meeting. And then in the afternoon, we have more informal, unstructured meeting time. One thing I'm delighted about is our vendor partners have really stepped up and created a lot of activity with our members this afternoon also. And we'll learn. We look at these experiences as a way to better understand how to serve both communities, our members and our vendors, and we'll learn if it works.
A format like that puts the onus on the vendor to really schedule meetings. So I'm thinking that some of your vendor partners are going to really enjoy this format, and others that might not plan quite as well are going to miss the old agenda, you think?
I think there will be a difference in how much our vendors have planned ahead. Of course, our trade shows this morning, and there's a lot of interaction there, and I think meetings will come out of that also. But again, I'll be putting a survey out right after this meeting to both groups, and we'll better understand, did this work? Was this time productive for both sides? And should we continue this format in the future?
You know, as I was preparing for this conversation, I looked at some of the news we've run on StarNet recently. You've added a vendor partner or two. But another key thing you're doing is you've got this reclamation goal of 50 million pounds, and you're actually getting pretty close to reaching that goal, aren't you?
We are. Our Environmental Issues Committee is a very active committee. We're very committed to the reclamation side of the business, and this gave us a tangible goal. And you're right, we're actually quite close, and at the current pace, we'll certainly hit that goal in 2015.
How many years have you been at the helm of this organization?
I've been at StarNet for 7 years, which is sometimes hard to believe. It's really the best job I've ever had. I love both the vendor groups and the members. And I find it very challenging to constantly come up with new ways to serve both communities and bring value.
And what a 7 years. You took this organization through this recession.
That's true. You know, we walked right into a pretty tough economic time. But our members are strong. They know what they're doing. They kept their businesses intact. And now we're enjoying the exit from that recession and coming into a stronger economic time.
You know, and you're willing to try new things, like with the format of this meeting. One of the things that you've kicked off since you've been here is this whole Next Generation initiative. Talk a little bit about that and where that stands.
A number of years ago, Kemp, we launched the Next Generation Group, which was our response to the reality that a number of our members are looking to retire and they needed a succession plan. And what we're trying to do is help those next generation people rise up in their organizations and also help the current owner make that transition. And the next geners are a combination of either sons or daughters of the owner or a rising middle manager who could one day take the reins of the business.
We're in April now. As you look at some of the things you hope to accomplish in 2014, tell us about some of your key initiatives.
We have a number of initiatives that we're launching at this point or just launched earlier in the year. Probably the biggest is our project leader certification. As an organization which is committed to the service side of the business, we felt we needed to bring up the standards of installation across all of our members. We have the best and the brightest, but we wanted to establish a consistent standard. So we have what we call the project leader certification, which is training that individual in the company that oversees field installations and really works on the projects from soup to nuts. And we felt this was the best way to go since this is the group that really ensures the quality. We had our first training in January, and it was connected with surfaces out in Las Vegas. And we're planning to repeat that again this year before the mid-year and potentially a third session. And again, as with everything we do at StarNet, we launched the program, and now we're evaluating, are the elements right, and where can we continue to improve it?
You know, one of the things I know you try to do is you try to get as many members involved in some of the committees and the board. Are you happy with the way that that's churning and you're getting involvement from most of the membership?
Oh, absolutely. We have about 50% of our members actively serving either on committees or on the board. We also have an advisory council, which is the chairs of all of our committees, and that group is quite invigorated. We had a few changes in that group over the last 2 years, and the new voices are enjoying being part of the leadership of this group.
I said at the beginning we're here in Fort Lauderdale, which lends itself to some beach entertainment, some catamaran rides, and some golf. What's your plans for meetings in the future?
Well, we'll announce those locations at our shareholder meeting, but next year we are moving out west. We're going to be in the Tucson area at the Lowe's Ventana Canyon. In the fall meeting of this year, we're west again. We're in Denver, which was actually the home city of StarNet, so that'll be fun.
All right, great, Gene. Well, it's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Gene Mattson, who's president and CEO of StarNet Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.